While 40 below might send most of us to our couches, Kramer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge's biologist Mark Ross grabbed his recorder and some water.
I'm inside now, but I'm going to try fun with 40 below, and I am going to test my hypothesis that you can hear water freeze on a cold surface, like, immediately at 40 below. It's 42 below. It's 8:45, and I'm getting ready. I'm just gonna pour some water on the hood of my car, see if we can hear the water freeze on there. The birds aren't frozen. There's a hairy woodpecker and redpolls and chickadees. They're all adapted to this cold. They're at the feeder. I'm inside, of course, right now. The hairy woodpecker sounds as spry as usual with that loud pick call. So, fun with 40 below, or I should say 42 below. See if we can hear the sound of freezing water droplets. I've got my full refrigerator suit on. Okay, fun with 40 below. Here we go. See if we can hear water freezing on a cold surface, like, immediately. I'm hoping for, like, some kind of snap, crackle, pop sound. Oh, yeah. You breathe this 40 below air, you immediately get a quick headache, just like when you eat ice cream. Woo! The horizon's very bright. The sun's coming up. It's 9 a.m. Actually, the sky is all totally lit up. And there's a little bit of ice fog hanging in a quarter mile away on the road. But here in the open fields, it is bright and sunny. The sun, the rosy sunrise, extends all the way around 360 degrees. Alright, let's see what happens here. Here's the hood of the car. That's it. Immediate freezing upon water hitting the cold surface. Yeah, there was some snap, crackle, pop there. That's just putting my mitten back on, which is already cold. But if you keep moving, you're fine, because there is not any wind. Chickadees sound happy, though. Chickadees haven't changed their tune. They're tuned up to survive at sub 40 below zero. I once saw a chickadee come out of roost and hit 40 below air. They usually just zoom right out of the hole. He jumped out of the hole and bam, it was like he hit a wall and he puffed up in midair for just a moment before he went on to the perch on a shrub.
Mark Ross is a biologist and educator at the Kramer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge. His illustration for this episode is at the KUAC website. I'm Robert Hannon.